On USC DornSife Week, jargon can make things difficult to understand and talk about. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Wendy Bruin de Bruin, provost professor of public policy, psychology, and behavioral science, explores why.
The science of climate change is well understood, but how to communicate it is not. Climate change communications can be really hard to follow. They use complex terms like mitigation and adaptation. Even if you have heard of those terms, you might find them confusing. Usually long words of three syllables or more, like mitigation and adaptation, are less well known and more likely to be jargon. For a recent study, we asked climate scientists to share key terms they use to describe climate change. We then asked Americans what they think those terms mean, and the terms included mitigation and adaptation. People complained that climate scientists are talking over their heads. Even people who were concerned about climate change found a lot of the terms confusing. They thought mitigation was a difficult term, and when asked to define it, many confused it with mediation or trying to resolve a conflict. And people thought adaptation was easier to understand, but they thought that adaptation meant turning a book into a movie. And that is, of course, what adaptation means in everyday language, but it's not what it means in the context of climate change. Some of the people we talked to did give us useful, simple definitions. For example, they said, why not describe mitigation as actions we can take to fight climate change? And why not describe adaptation as actions we can take to protect against the climate change that is already happening? Good communications use everyday language. Writing and speaking at the seventh grade reading level makes you easier to understand. And everything I just said was at the seventh grade reading level. Climate change is a complex topic. Using complex terms only makes it harder to understand, and it alienates people when we need them to pay attention.
That was Wendy Bruin de Bruin of the University of California, DornSife. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.